This is Fresh Air. Our film critic Justin Chang saw a lot of movies this year, whether at a film festival, in a theater, or from his couch. Here he is with the list of his top 10 favorite movies of 2023.
Film critics like to argue as a rule, but every colleague I've talked to in recent weeks agrees that 2023 was a pretty great year for movie going. The big box office success story, of course, was the blockbuster mashup of Barbie and Oppenheimer. But there were so many other titles, from the gripping murder mystery Anatomy of a Fall to the Icelandic wilderness epic Godland, that were no less worth seeking out, even if they didn't generate the same memes and headlines. These are the 10 that I liked best. My favorite movie of the year is called All of Us Strangers, and it's a deeply moving and beautifully acted drama about love and loss from Andrew Hay, the English writer-director known for exquisite relationship studies like Weekend and 45 Years. In this one, Andrew Scott, best known as the hot priest from Fleabag, plays a lonely gay screenwriter named Adam. One night, he gets a knock on his apartment door from a rakishly handsome neighbor named Harry, played by Paul Mescal.
Drink. It's Japanese. It's meant to be the best in the world, but I couldn't tell you why, so...
No, thanks.
Okay, how about I come in anyway? If not for a drink, then for whatever else you might want.
I think that's a good idea.
Do I scare you?
No.
We don't have to do anything if I'm not your type.
Despite Adam's initial caution, he and Harry do eventually have that drink and begin seeing each other. It's not giving too much away to note that the movie is something of a ghost story and features superb performances from not only Scott and Mescal, but also Claire Foy and Jamie Bell as Adam's parents. I've seen All of Us Strangers twice now, and both times, Hay's mix of aching romance and parent-child reckoning broke my heart in completely unexpected ways. The movie opens December 22nd in theaters. The second film on my list is The Boy and the Heron, the latest and possibly final work from the Japanese anime master Hayao Miyazaki. It actually forms a family-friendly companion piece of sorts to All of Us Strangers, in that it's also a fantastical meditation on grief, this one filtered through the adventures of a 12-year-old boy who could be a stand-in for the young Miyazaki himself. The next two movies on my list both approach the subject of World War II from morally troubling angles. Number three is The Zone of Interest, Jonathan Glazer's eerily restrained and mesmerizing portrait of a Nazi commandant and his family living next door to Auschwitz. Number four is Oppenheimer, Christopher Nolan's thrillingly intricate drama about the theoretical physicist who devised the atomic bomb. Both films deliberately keep their wartime horrors off screen, but leave no doubt about the magnitude of what's going on. Up next are two sharply nuanced portraits of grumpy artists at work. Number five is Showing Up, Kelly Reichardt's comedy starring Michelle Williams as a Portland sculptor trying to meet a looming art show deadline. Number six is A Fire, the latest from the German director Christian Petzold, about a misanthropic writer struggling to finish his second novel at a remote house in the woods. Both protagonists are so memorably ornery, you almost want to see them in a crossover romantic comedy sequel. Two movies about long overdue reunions between childhood pals take the next two spots on my list. Number seven is Past Lives, Celine Song's wondrously intimate and philosophical story about fate and happenstance, starring a terrific Greta Lee and Teo Yu. Number eight is The Eight Mountains, Felix van Groningen and Charlotte Vandermeersch's gorgeously photographed drama set in the Italian Alps, the performances by Luca Marinelli and Alessandro Borghi are as breathtaking as the scenery. And number 9 is the best documentary I saw this year, De Humani Corporis Fabrica, or Fabric of the Human Body, a startling work from the directors Lucien Castaing-Taylor and Verena Paravel. It features both hard-to-watch and mesmerizing close-up footage of surgeons going about their everyday work. The medical procedures prove far more experimental in my number 10 choice, Poor Things, Yorgos Lanthimos' hilarious, Frankenstein-inspired dark comedy, starring a marvelous Emma Stone as a woman implanted with a child's brain. Both these movies show all the life-saving and squirm-inducing things you can do with a scalpel, but I wouldn't cut a single frame.
Justin Chang is the film critic for the LA Times. If you'd like to catch up on Fresh Air interviews you missed, check out our podcast. You'll find recent interviews with actor Coleman Domingo, who plays civil rights activist Bayard Rustin in a new movie, or with Cord Jefferson, director of the new film American Fiction. Listen to Fresh Air wherever you get your podcasts. And to keep up with what's on the show and to get highlights of our interviews, follow us on Instagram at NPR Fresh Air. You can also subscribe to our weekly newsletter at whyy.org/freshair. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Salad, Phyllis Myers, Roberta Shorrock, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krinzel, Heidi Simon, Teresa Madden, Seth Kelly, and Susan Nyakundi. Our digital media producer is Molly C.V. Nesper. Thea Challoner directed today's show. For Terry Gross, I'm Tanya Mosley.